This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our militant grammarian, Catherine Sherrills. Welcome back.
Hi, Kyle. You know, we were both brought up speaking English.
Yes.
And both of us had people who corrected us when we misspoke that language. It was my mother, mostly. Who was it with you?
Oh, teachers and my mother, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for those who learn English as a second language, they can be excused for being confused. The website Bored Panda recently gave us some examples to make that clear. For instance, writers write.
Right.
But fingers don't fing.
True, true.
And grocers don't gross.
True.
The English language has lots of nuances, with words being borrowed from Latin and Greek, or the fact that some words had their origins lost, or they ceased to be used in spoken language. So let's see if you can figure out the confusion experienced by those who approach our language.
Okay.
So what's the commonly understood parallel to a body's fingers?
Parallel to one's fingers?
Mm-hmm.
That also on the body?
Mm-hmm.
Like the toes?
Yeah.
Okay. Toes, right? Okay. All right.
Okay. Right. So what do you call the very end of your fingers?
Fingertips.
Right. And your toes?
I don't call the ends of my toes anything, do I?
You don't call them toe tips,
no.
Do you?
No.
But what do you call it when you move quietly through a room?
I tiptoe.
Yeah.
But I never tip finger.
No, exactly.
Right? Interesting.
And while we're talking about body parts.
Yes.
Why does my nose run and my feet smell?
Yeah, I know. Right.
You heard that one.
Back in an old Mad magazine.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, Kyle, what is a suffix?
It's a part of a word that goes at the end.
Yeah.
Like scientist, ist is the suffix.
Yeah, right. And usually the changes to the base word maintain the same meaning or mood, like scientists study science.
Right,
right.
Right.
But let's talk about horror.
Okay.
So if you add the suffix ible, you get what?
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. And if you add the suffix ick.
Horrific?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So those are all words expressing something bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A similar word is terror.
Yes.
Let's take that through the same
all
suffixes.
Right.
Ible.
Terrible.
Ick.
Terrific. That suddenly becomes not terrible
not
at all.
Not consistent at all, is
right.
it? This comparison made me want to see what the difference between the base word is. Terror is usually described as a feeling of dread or anticipation that precedes the horrifying experience.
Right.
So you have terror about something that will happen. By contrast, horror is the feeling of revulsion that usually follows
okay.
a frightening sight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that terrifies me in that I'm not sure what's going to happen, but when it happens, it horrifies me.
So in a way, terror is a prefix. And horror is a suffix. Yeah, okay, all right.
Pre and so, yeah,
yeah
but
okay.
I'm...
All right, okay. All right.
All right, but let's continue with suffixes.
Okay.
What is a synonym, more or less, for the word jail?
Prison?
Yes. So let's add the suffix er to both words. Jail?
Jailer, it's the one who puts you in the jail.
Right. Prison?
Prisoner, it's the one who's put in jail.
Right.
Or prison.
So those
yeah.
are antonyms, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder people get confused.
Right.
As someone who's tried to learn another language too late in life, I tried to learn Spanish, I find that one of my problems in Spanish is which preposition to use.
Mm-hmm.
But in English, it can be just as confusing. Kyle, if you have chosen to ride the bus to work,
yes.
what preposition would you use here? I am blank the bus.
I am on the bus.
Yes, right. But actually, aren't you inside the bus?
Well, unless it's one of those double-deckers in London,
that's
yes.
That's right, exactly.
Absolutely.
But that's how we say it. We
yeah.
say we're on the bus.
I'm on the bus.
So it should follow logically that we are on the car?
No, we're in the car.
We're in the
yeah.
car.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why
sure.
bus? Why would bus...
I wonder if it has something to do with boarding it.
I bet it does, because...
Mm-hmm.
But still, as passengers, we board cars,
yeah,
but it's not the same.
Sort of,
you're right.
But not as much.
I'm on the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm on the plane.
Yeah.
So maybe it is boarding.
Yeah.
I'm
but
on the train.
Board, but you, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But you don't really board a boat, not like a ski
well,
boat.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
if you're going to Ellis Island or on a ferry.
Oh, canoe.
You know, I'm in the canoe.
You're in the canoe.
How about that? I think we've discovered something
that
here.
That could go through all kinds of things. It reminds me of the expressions I noticed a few years ago with the advent of VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. At home, we watch a movie.
Yeah.
But in the theater, we see a movie. Mm-hmm. The article on Bored Panda pointed out that the language that most speakers learn is a second language, English, is also the only one with a spelling system so terrible that spelling words correctly is a competition broadcast on TV.
So there aren't spelling bees for, like, Italian?
Here, I looked this up because I thought, not so sure you know that. And so I looked it up. There are spelling bees. I didn't stay with it long enough to know if they were televised.
Yeah,
there are definitely spelling bees.
Okay.
It's just a cute way of saying we have difficult spelling rules. Here's a sentence that illustrates how difficult learning English spelling can be. While I say this, picture the way the words are spelled.
All right.
Read and lead rhyme, and read and led rhyme. But read and led don't rhyme, and neither do read, read and lead.
Even though they're all spelled E-A-D.
All spelled exactly the same way. The difference is read and read are past, present and past, and they both mean to go through a book, right?
Right.
But led, the past tense of lead is L-E-D.
Right.
Which is, R-E-D is a color.
Right. Right. It can be confusing.
Yeah, very confusing. Okay. All right, so let's talk about silent letters.
Okay.
What letter in the word scent is silent? As in smell. Smell.
C.
Why not S?
Well, okay, right. Because they both could, Well, because a scent, C-E-N-T, is... That word exists as a penny.
Exactly. And you pronounce it the same way
and
as
sent,
S-E-N-T.
I sent the letter is S-E-N-T.
Right.
One of them is superfluous. But we don't know which one.
Yeah, well.
That's very interesting.
That's English.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
So what word begins with a Q and is followed with four silent letters?
It is...
we had this before.
Yes. And I want to say it's Q, like a line.
Yeah. And you spell it?
Q-U-E-U-E-U-E-U-E.
Great Scrabble word.
Right. You could just say Q. And you could even just get away with, C-U-E, like a pool Q.
But if you want to be, efficient, just use the Q.
Right. I'm sure in texting you do, right?
Finally, Kyle, contractions function almost identically to the full two-word phrase.
Okay.
Right? But they are appropriate only in some places in a sentence. It's one of the weird quirks of the language we've...
Our Milton Grammarian is Catherine Schultz. That'll take a few minutes for some.
It does. It takes a second to pick that up.